You are now in Pozo Julio's machine room. The machinery that can be seen here was responsible for raising and lowering the transport cages that were found inside the headframe, which is a type of mining elevator that we will visit later and that was used in vertical shafts like this one to raise and lower materials, miners, and shuttle cars full of coal extracted from the pits. The large drums, which can be seen in the compressor room from which the thick steel cables rolled or unrolled, were responsible for moving the system, raising or lowering the transport cage up and down the 300 meters of the shaft's depth. Pozo Julio had two transport cages that worked simultaneously. When one went up, the other one went down at the same speed. That's why there were two drums, one which drew the cable through the top of the room and another which drew it through the bottom. When one drum wound up some cable to raise a transport cage, the other drum unwound some cable to let the other transport cage go down the vertical shaft. But, like most of the mine's machinery, this system was not automated. It was the machine room operator who stopped the transport cage at the correct spot, just at the entrance of the different galleries that this enormous mine had. Doing so with the assistance of a system that told him the depth of the transport cage and the exact spot where he had to stop it at. Obviously, and despite the fact that the system was relatively simple to use, the machine room operator's responsibility was quite high and his job was likewise quite dangerous. The lives of the miners riding in the transport cage depended on him. Thus, he was never alone. In the machine room, there was always the machine room operator and an assistant who was in charge of keeping the cables lubricated and making sure that they were in perfect condition and not coming undone. These jobs, especially that of the machine room operator, needed a high degree of experience and expertise which, as I have already mentioned, came with great responsibility. Let's go outside now to the open square, where we can take a look at the coarse landscape featuring the dark colours of the mine.